1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. For Christmas Eve, we're going to rewind to a couple weeks ago at the Wisconsin State Capitol where they lit this year's holiday tree. You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin State Capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree's called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school. And it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines-Radu talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! The tree usually stays in the Capitol Rotunda through New Year's Day. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media News.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. I thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch the people come back every night, three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little patchy drizzle here today. Our high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the upper 20s to low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.